Today is World UFO Day. And July 2nd will commemorate the supposed UFO crash in Roswell, New Mexico, back in 1947. There have been 150,000 television shows built around this. And joining us is Greg Redfern. He's WTOP's space contributor. Greg, good morning and welcome in.
Good morning, Mike and Joan. Too bad Fox Mulder and Dana Scully couldn't be with us as well.
Hey, let me ask you this. Are you a believer? Do you believe that there are UFOs?
You know, it depends on what you mean by UFOs, and that's the big point, I guess, Mike, on today's date of World UFO Day. If you are asking about unidentified flying objects, I will be the first one to say that there are things that people see up in the sky that they can't readily identify. But when you have people who extrapolate that to say that every UFO or UFOs are alien spaceships, that's a bit tougher.
Right.
Because I kind of believe in the laws of physics, and I know what it takes to be able to travel in between the distances of the stars. And it's pretty tough to do.
Right, but haven't we had pilots and astronauts and people who are really learned make comments that, you know, they too saw things that could not be identified?
Absolutely. And I think our viewers need to remember, or they may not have ever heard of this, but our own Washington, D.C. was the center of a very major UFO flap or a series of UFO sightings back in July of 1952. The Washington Post published a commemorative issue on the 60th anniversary, and it talked about how air traffic controllers were tracking good solid radar blips, and actual F-94 jets were scrambled to intercept these objects that were seen on radar. And I'm a little bit of a history buff, and I studied Project Blue Book, which was the official Air Force study of UFOs from 1947 to 1969. And here are some stats there for our listeners, Mike and Joan. 12,618 sightings were found, and Project Blue Book was able to eliminate or identify all those except for 701. And who knows what all those unidentified sightings entail. But, you know, people see things that cannot be explained. There's no denying that.
So, Greg, what documents are to be declassified today or this week? Or I'm not sure what's happening with the declassification of these documents.
Well, I went to the World UFO website, and that's something that they're trying to say to get the world governments to declassify. But the CIA has studied this. Some people may remember there were congressional hearings, but right now, there is no government agency studying UFOs. And I think that this is all getting back to what went around in 1947 with Roswell and some of the other purported incidents that people think the governments are hiding stuff. I'm not aware of anything that's up for declassification because Project Blue Book is available right now to anybody who wants to pay the money through the Freedom of Information Act. And as I said, there's been open hearings on this. I think even some presidents have gone forth to say that they have had all the information declassified. But one thing I would like our listeners to understand is that there is bona fide scientific explorations going on right now to try and find intelligent life in the universe. There's a very excellent organization called CD.org, which stands for the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence.org, that is actually conducting scientific investigations looking for evidence of intelligent life in the universe. Fascinating stuff.
Yeah, and you know what? You can actually participate in that. If you download a certain program, they can actually use your computer when you're not using it so that they can listen for all of the different sounds in outer space and maybe be able to identify some kind of communication.
Excellent point, Mike. They've got that downloaded program that you can use your computer as part of the rest of them to take these signals being brought down by CD to try and find that one true aha moment. And if anybody gets a chance, a great movie about all this, there's two of my favorites. One is, of course, Close Encounters of the Third Kind, which the music was in the beginning.
Awesome.
And the other really good one is the movie Contact, based on the book by Carl Sagan.
Love love that.
Yes.
That's
a really good movie. You know, that book and that movie was based on a female astronomer that is very, very prominent and is prominent in the actual search for Ceti. So really good stuff. And, hey, get out and look at the sky, and who knows, if somebody sees something, they can call it in the WTOP.
Yep.
And we could all scratch our heads wondering what they saw.
I was about 7 years old living in New York, and I was walking. I'm embarrassed to say the name of the dog. My dog, Gigi. And it was night and dark, and she was doing her before we go to bed thing. And I'm telling you, I saw something in the sky. No matter what anybody says, I saw something in the sky that night, and it was with me for years in my mind.
You didn't levitate or anything, did you?
No, I didn't, but I'll tell you what. I couldn't wait to get in the house.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, you know, you go and you see some of these other movies, and I'll tell you a really good one, too, that I really enjoy is The Day the Earth Stood Still. That, to me, is one of the classics. And what's interesting to me, Joan and Mike, is that this whole UFO phenomenon began really back in 1947, which was the end of World War II, the whole beginning of the Cold War. I mean, UFOs that were looked at to see if they were a national threat, which it turned out that the Air Force and other government agencies did not think. But it was that time frame, and the world was looking at space and Sputnik and all that. And that's really when all this really kind of got started.
Awesome stuff.
Anything gets people out looking at the sky, that's a good thing.
That is a good thing. You have a great holiday weekend. Thanks for joining us this morning.
You too, guys.
All right, Greg Redfern is our WTOP space contributor.